Hello.
Hello.
Happy Hanukkah, everybody. I have a lot of high end, but I like it. Nice and sharp.
Get off your balls. You're sitting on your balls.
That gives me the creeps thinking about that.
Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Ty. Hello. We're all back together.
Yeah, real quick. The janitor's sweeping out there with the vacuum.
Per usual.
I went out the front door, as you saw.
Mm-hmm.
He's just doing the front door area as I'm coming back in. And I went to kick that doorstop in. At least 15 leaves right on the area. As he went forward and pulled the vacuum back, and I kicked the leaves right on it. And I walked in, and I had to stop and go, sorry.
Wait, that was it? You just said sorry?
Yeah, it was just weird.
Why didn't you kick them out or try
to help?
The
vacuum comes back, and I kicked the door thing, and leaves just went right onto the area. Like a whole pile of them.
Mm-hmm. Did a sad trombone play in the distance?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay, I was just asking.
Hey, will you turn me up a little bit? I can't hear myself too good. There we go. Sounds much better now. Everything sounds better.
You're redlining?
All is right. Please unredline me. We should all come down.
Please unredline me.
You know what? I sounded like a deaf person. I wanted to bring up deaf people on this podcast. We'll talk about that later.
There's a Saxon song called Redline.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the After Disaster special. What is it? Wednesday?
Special post-Thanksgiving.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Christmas.
Lots to talk about. We are all back in the same general vicinity for the first time in a long time. Right, Ty? Yeah. We got stockings.
Weren't we here last week?
No, Tyler's
I called
on the phone.
In.
Oh, that's right.
He phoned it in. Literally.
That's right.
Literally.
Yeah.
Let's get to it, man. Let's make this podcast short and brief so we can go decorate those.
We got stockings on our mind.
Stockings.
And like we promised the listeners.
Stockings on
my mind. It's beginning
to
look a lot like Pabmas.
I have stockings on my mind.
We got to decorate a ton of stockings for those of you who are so nice to
all 100 of you
and support. There are still some available. I don't know when that thing ends, but keep them coming. We will do this again next week with whoever would like to purchase a stocking. And also, the stickers are in.
The stickers are legit. That's what you should buy the stocking for because they are good.
Yes. It's on eBay there if you want a stocking, and we personalize it. We puffy paint it up with your name on it. I've gotten a few strange requests. A girl would like to be called Pabette.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should have made giant stickers shaped like a stop sign, exactly the same size as a stop sign.
Just go over.
So people could have just put those over stop signs.
It would make the news. People would be like, people are crashing left and right because stop signs now say PAB.
Speaking of road signs with our names on them, I got an email on the way here from Lisa at adoptahighway.com or something like that. And it was like, please tell me more info about what kind of highway you're looking to adopt.
Wow.
Oh, they heard about it?
To the
after disaster email account. So
that
I'm very
pretty,
confused.
How much?
Pretty great.
It doesn't say. I don't know.
Well, get back to her.
Get back to her and come in with info next week. Would you? Would you do that?
Tell her we want to adopt an already clean highway.
But do you think one of our PABs like filled out some email and
perhaps.
Put in ours as
got
the
a feeling?
Probably.
Unless they've got some kind of an internet spider that patrols. Not patrols.
Yeah, it listens to podcasts.
You know what the cleanest freeway I've ever been on is?
No.
Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
You drive through Phoenix. At least 13 giant electric signs over the freeway saying caution street sweepers at 11 o'clock at night. And that freeway's fucking spotless.
It's good
spotless.
To know. I don't know who that helps, but it's good to know.
Spotless.
Is it?
Well, because I took the other way
sand.
Back.
I would think they got a lot of sand in there.
I took, that was the 10.
Oh, wait, it's addressed to Stanley.
that's...
It says, hi, Stanley. Can you please tell me where you're interested in sponsorship? Highway, city, or exit are very helpful. I can then provide you with accurate pricing.
All right, tell her Death Valley. For those of you who may not know, Stanley is my dog. He's my pooch.
Who doesn't know what Stanley's your
dog? A few people might not know, Ty. A few people might not know.
Really?
Yeah. All right, lots to get to, right? Right?
You're the one who said you had a lot to talk about.
Well, we all do. Let's get to it. All right, so the stockings are going good. Somebody asked to be called a Pabette. Somebody, a girl named April, would like you, Mike Carano, to write I Heart April on her stocking. Somebody else.
She just wants money, right?
Money? No. The guy that wants money was quite funny. Hey, let me pull it up real quick. Let me pull it up here.
You guys okay, April.
Talk about something else. Here, I'm going for messages, my eBay. Messages. Damn it. It's not working out well. All right, there. Messages.
I like that name on a girl, April.
Since I'm spending $49 since I'm spending $49 Canadian, sniff. I think Canadians should get more stickers, sniff. LOL. All right, points off for the LOL. Can we stop with the LOL? All right. Also, please have Mike inscribe Carano Heart April on my stock, on my stocking. And then she wrote, "Go Pens." So she's a Canadian Penguin fan, which is always always good. And then we got this one. This one's good. "Greetings. I humbly request the name Gregory M. to be written on the stocking to the best of one of your collective abilities, preferably Mr. Carano, as I am the famous iTunes reviewer of his podcast." Is that he's suggesting that there's one review?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's the only one I care about.
It's me and Gregory M. "Any other decorator will certainly suffice, and no offense is intended by my request to the other two paps. It is simply that I would like to be acknowledged personally by the man. I'll be damned if $30 doesn't force him to do so. Also, maybe he'll slip a 20 into the aforementioned Christmas decoration
smart.
Out of guilt, so I can afford to continue giving to the Sick Children's Fund this month.
I don't know warmest, if I have any 20s on me.
Warmest regards.
I'll put a 5 in, though.
Gregory M." No, you will do no such thing. All right, so yeah, keep those. Also, if you bought a stocking, thank you very much. If you did not specify what your name would be, what you would like us to inscribe there.
Your eBay name.
We're going to default to eBay name or probably whatever your name is on your address.
You're all going to get Shadow Fang.
Default to eBay. They should all get Shadow Fang. That's a good one.
We will write Shadow Fang somewhere. No, we won't. This puffy paint, I've done some tests. Pain in the ass. Colossal pain in the ass.
Puffy pain in the ass.
Maybe we should just...
not do it.
Send them blank stockings.
Yeah, like you do it yourself. It's like a collaborative thing. We send it to you and then you do it.
You know what? You pay extra for that.
Fuck. You know what I do every week? I sit down and think, oh, I was supposed to do that, this, and that for this show. And I did none of it.
That's all right.
All right. Do you think we have any deaf listeners?
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if we have one.
Oh, I'd also like to talk about the stickers one last time. They're official stickers. That was the logo was created by our very own Scott by Scott, who does our website. Very funny man, very talented man, and
highly paid.
We actually bought that logo, even though I've not paid him yet. But we he told us no money's necessary, but we're going to give him some cash. I already discussed the price, and we owe you some money, Scott. But that is our official logo as of now, moving forward. The Pab Boys logo, very good stuff.
Right. Hey, I got a question that's off topic. Two questions that are off topic.
Do you think we have any deaf listeners?
I think we have one.
I'm not sure how they're listening.
Yeah,
Mike.
How would they listen?
Did they put their ear to the ground like Beethoven?
Is there a way that deaf people can listen to podcasts?
There's got
to
be an app. There's got to be something that will transcribe.
And if not, can we do a show and somehow make it so that deaf listeners can listen?
Talk louder?
We can get someone to put our show into Braille.
Can we?
And we sell them the transcript? It's like 80 pages?
Wait, Braille's for blind people, so that wouldn't work.
Oh, yeah. Right. You know what?
God, I'm dumb.
A deaf person could read Braille, too, probably.
You're dumb. I'm the one who suggested it. I'm dumb.
No, we just need a transcriber. We need somebody. Actually, some crazy fuck used to transcribe the Film Vault and this show, and he was going back and forth with me a lot on Twitter like 3 years ago, yeah. And then he just disappeared. I think he might have died.
Probably. Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing.
Put a gun in his mouth.
My feelings got a little bit hurt when I thought about it because I haven't heard anything about it. But are we doing a Christmas Film Vault show this year?
Yeah, I believe we are.
Oh, okay. No, that's good. I'm good.
I should have talked to you about that, yeah.
Is Brian going to railroad me again?
Brian likes to railroad everything fun and interesting.
The other thing is...
we should just do one without Brian. Just not invite him.
You know what? I have access. I could actually post the Film Vault of just us talking shit about Brian, and it would be the Film Vault Hate Christmas.
On the Film Vault...
yeah.
I want to know about that $300 remote control because I'm thinking about buying it for my dad.
It's pretty good shit. I'll send you a link.
Now, I bought him a $150 Logitech and we could never sync it. So is this easier than that?
What Mike is talking about is...
how big is the screen?
Last week's Film Vault, we did a top five gifts for the movie lover in your life. And one of my items that I had top five was this really kick-ass remote. Actually, Jillian, she's the one who brought it to my attention. And what's cool about it is it uses RF waves. Tie. So it can go behind like walls. So you can like essentially put all of your devices behind a wall.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about that. All I care about is the touch screen.
Well, then there's plenty of cheaper ones.
With the touch screen?
Yeah. You're paying extra money for the RF. So
by the way,
I can do it with my phone, Mike. Yeah. My phone has an RF.
Yeah, but that's...
it's got a touch screen too.
Ours don't.
It's an IR.
Ours don't.
Oh, well.
iPhones don't come with that.
The reason why I want a deaf listener is or at least a couple. Yeah, we need at least two for the slogan to work. But I want our slogan to be deaf people love us. We're an audio podcast.
We can just go like donate like 10 minutes of our time to some deaf people and they'll be like, we love you.
Hey, if you're a deaf person and you somehow listen to the show, will you let Ty know?
How are they going to prove it?
The way that they type.
I know the song.
No!
I
need the song. No, we're not doing that.
Constantly.
No.
Is this phone working?
What? We're not doing that.
They call up, but they don't know if the phone's working because they don't know if it rang yet.
Actually, you know what? That reminds me.
He kind of sounded like that guy that used to call into Spencer's show.
I don't know who Spencer's.
The bald show.
I guess it's okay what he just did because chances are deaf people aren't listening.
It's
you know
okay.
What I mean?
It's okay.
But their loved ones might be, and maybe they're offended and upset.
No, no. First of all, they're going to be their hearts are going to be warmed because they're like, oh, it sounds like
they're going to be
Troy.
Way more offended than I thought that putting it in Braille would let them enjoy the show.
It would though.
No, it wouldn't because they can't read Braille because they're deaf.
What if they can read Braille? A deaf person that happens to read Braille. That would
why
help.
Wouldn't they just read words?
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
You got a good point.
Yeah. <Very good point. Last week we were talking quite a bit of shit about Little Havana. Tyler, I don't know how involved you were with any of that.
No, none
phone.
Of that. I feel very sad to hear it.
I believe I said something ignorant and stupid.
Not
me. Meaning to be a joke. And I said that their new iPhone is actually a rotary phone in Little Havana, Florida. And I was just flying with like the terrible things to say about Little Havana. And it was weird to me. And I was actually thinking about it after the show. I'm like, why was I so okay with just talking shit about Little Havana? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I know why. Because I'm an American. I'm an American.
That's right.
And Little Havana is a version of Havana from Cuba, which is goddamn commie shit.
But do you feel like that about Little Italy
commie
or Little
shit.
Or Chinatown?
So absolutely not. Well, Chinatown, perhaps in the future. Perhaps in the very near future. But right now, we can talk all the shit we want about Little Havana, right? Because it's goddamn commie.
Unless we find out we have more than one listener there.
Yeah, if you
we cannot afford to lose a single listener.
We have Jennifer Unlockett. That's where it all began because she moved to right by Little Havana and she was talking about it. We were talking
it sounds romantic, right? Like strolling the streets of Little Havana, getting sexually harassed every 5 minutes by some dude in a wife beater.
That sounds
with
good.
One of those Panama hats smoking a cigar. It does sound romantic.
Neon lights.
A bunch of old men playing some game that you don't recognize, a board game, smoking.
I want to go to Cuba.
Looking at the ladies.
I can go to Cuba because I'm half Canadian, so I can go up to Canada with my Canadian passport. And
I'll fucking row a boat over there. I don't give a shit. Let's do it.
Pretty sure anybody could just go to Mexico or Canada and then just fly to Cuba.
No, yeah. It's kind of hard.
You just can't disembark like straight from the
U.S. Wait, what do you mean you're half Canadian?
I'm half Canadian. My mom's
Canadian.
Has
she seen his dick?
What? That has nothing to do with my penis. Tyler, come on. We're not that show. What's funny is you're allowed to talk shit about communists still, right? It's one of the few groups that you're still, as an American.
I think in the 50s it was more prevalent. I don't know about now. I don't think kids even care about communism
anymore.
Oh, they
don't?
Anymore.
Yeah.
Well, look at my logo.
I think mostly everyone's just jealous of, like, some of the socialist countries.
Yeah. You know who has that? I'm sorry.
What?
What am I about to say?
Don't say
it's
it.
Not the same.
What?
I was going to say Bert Kreischer has a similar logo.
I don't know. What? As Cole Cockle Productions? Bert, you need to back off.
He's got the greatest story about being in Russia.
He does, and, the machine.
Yeah, that's a great story.
It's a good story.
Speaking of, I'm still...
Even if it's only 10% true, it's still amazing.
I think it's true.
If
Jay Moore told me...
All right, tell the story.
You don't know
sake.
How
you
much
can't.
Bert Kreischer partied in college. Because he was named like in magazines as one of the biggest partiers in college before he was a comic. Like this crazy guy would do this insane stuff while he was drinking, and he still sort of does that. So I believe that story. I don't know him to be an embellishing type of guy. I don't know, though. That's a great story. It's too long to tell.
Go on YouTube and search Bert Kreischer, The Machine. There's multiple versions. I don't know which one's the best one. But
I don't care about any of that. I'm looking for his logo. I might need to sue him.
I would love.
Buy our stockings so we can sir. Jesus Christ.
How do you spell Bert Kreischer?
B-E-R-T.
We can sir him. We can knight him.
Kreischer.
Oh, that's way too fast for somebody dyslexic.
Oh, yeah, it came up already. Like, go back. There
oh,
it
yeah.
is.
He's the first Bert K. Look
listen
at that.
Listen to old white men Google things on the after disaster.
Stop it. You stop that. Hey, listen. Got to stop saying that. Listen, speaking of the Cole Cockle production, so I'm still taking submissions. I haven't had a chance to print them out and actually go over them, but I'm going to do that when I have a little more
time.
How
many have you
gotten? Like, dozens.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic.
Over 50.
That's
I'm sure some Weisenheimers are in there fucking around. But
Jesus, you are an old white guy.
Yeah,
Weisenheimers.
But
I love that word.
In between, like now, once I get most of my stuff down, before Christmas or New Year's, I plan on going through that stuff and start contacting people and putting some stuff together. I hope to shoot something as early as January. So it's exciting times.
That's
so
like
you can go over to AndersonCowan.com. AndersonCowan.com. That's 2 months. AndersonCowan.com.
It's what? It's only $400 to partake, right?
$735.
Okay.
For what?
$735.
For what?
Each person to be a part of the project.
Well, they actually have to pay my PayPal account to actually even fill out a form, whether they're used or not.
Wait, they have to pay to work for
free? No, I'm paying everyone with Subway sandwiches.
I broke the shit out of this chair in here.
Great, that's my chair.
Right, I thought that noise was a sound effect.
You go to Anderson,
I'm not even kidding.
You go to AndersonCowan.com, Cole Cockle Productions, there's a little button there at the top. And also, if you have any friends who don't know about the show, but they're in a production, they have equipment, they want to work on something, stuff's getting close to go. So here we go.
That's exciting. I like it.
All right, so logo, Burt Clark Kreischer logo, and then we can move on. All right. Yes, your arm.
Maybe
came
just
off
go to his
chair.
Website or something.
Mm-hmm. Why would his logo be on his website?
I don't know. It's a t-shirt. It's a t-shirt logo.
Mike's sarcasm detector is clearly not firing tonight.
All right, so
we need a guy on the show.
Call us up, 1-800-LOUD-191. What comics logos would you like us to look up?
All right, I'm going to get off this in a second here.
This is going to bum me out if it's exactly the same, and I don't think it is.
It's not.
But he does have a Pab Boys logo.
Oh, it's very, very different. I don't know what you're talking about.
Those are all new. That's a new design.
Oh, he's just got the star with the hammer and sickle. This? You're talking about this? All right. This is boring for everyone. Breaking cardinal rule number one,
you know,
watching.
Okay, I was wrong. I'm glad. Okay. Phew. Yeah. But I do think the Russian government stole your logo.
I know. The old Russian government, right? Mm. All right. I had one of the most amazing trips of my short life here on Earth.
Acid?
Over Thanksgiving.
I saw the photo, and it brought a tear to my eye today.
I shared the vines, even though I haven't looked at vines in weeks.
There's vines?
I happened to look at your vines, and I was like, I'm going out there.
There's no...
I am going to ride that fucking kangaroo.
There are no kangaroo... There's no otter vines, but there's kangaroo
what?
Vines.
What? Why are there otter vines?
Because I have a story to tell. And it involves me crying like a little baby.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Over an otter?
You stepped on an otter?
I killed one.
Oh, my God.
Did you really?
They're slippery. No, I did not kill an otter.
What? I don't think they'd let him leave the state.
All right.
They're slippery.
Months ago
dropped
on this
him down
show,
a storm drain.
I talked about how I made the promise to my wife, Jillian, that one day I would put her in a position where she could cuddle.
Yeah, you would.
And or hug and pet an otter. And I put that out there to the listeners, and three, maybe four of you got back to me within a week, sent me an email over at AndersonCowan.com, and you all told me about this place called Ruse and More, which is in Nevada, and I've been interested in going there ever since you guys let me know. Thank you very much. I meant to look up and give personal credit to each of you who let me know about that.
I'm going out there.
But finally took
listener
the wife
party,
there
Death Valley.
For her birthday. Didn't let her know until we were already in Death Valley, which is about 4 hours away from this place, 3 hours away from this place. And she kept saying, all I said was, I'm taking you somewhere Saturday. It's one of the things that you're going to be very happy. Yeah. But, I was piquing her interest, but she didn't know.
Try on your gloves.
What percentage of her thought you were going to kill her in the desert?
We were having dinner Thanksgiving night.
Where are you taking me? Promised Land?
And she goes, it's killing me. And I'm like, you know what? I should tell you because you're going to think that it's like, you know, I'm taking you to Jurassic Park or like, you know, skydiving while having sex or something.
Well, you gotta, what? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing.
People want that?
It could be.
Okay, get your heart on ready. Okay, you got 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes.
We're at 20,000 feet.
You should have made some deal with somebody out in Death Valley to knock on their door and give them a password like it's Eyes Wide Shut.
Put on this mask.
What are we going? It's a sex party.
Oh, Christ. I stayed at the Long Street Casino, which is just as great as ever.
Good.
I just don't like how they close early.
I don't like that either.
Won a couple $100. Wiped them out.
I almost came.
Yeah. On the skydiving trip?
Do you know I turned around twice?
Get it.
Do you know I turned around after I spoke to you on the phone and drove an hour and then went, I got to go to Thanksgiving dinner, and I turned around and went back?
Here's what Mike's talking about if you haven't heard his podcast. Mike has a lot of mental issues, and he did not want to go to Tucson for Thanksgiving. So I was trying to tell him that you know Tucson's going to suck, but you're not sure just how bad the guilt's going to be. So why don't you just not go? And I tried to talk him out of it.
And I turned around.
And apparently I had him coming out to Death Valley at one point or anywhere else. I just didn't like you to see you making a mistake that you knew was bad. Plus, here's the kicker. I'm like, how bad did your family want you there? He's like, oh, they already told me it doesn't matter if I don't show up.
Yeah.
Well, then they've made your decision.
Even worse is I did show up, and I showed up for Thanksgiving dinner. It was a very nice time and hung out, talked to people for a few hours, and finally went, I got to get out of here. And that's when my niece, my nephew laid it on thick. Don't go. No.
Yeah, see, that's actually, I told him.
And kept me for three
that was one of my best
more
arguments.
Hours. And now it's 6:30 at night. I've got an 8-hour and 25-minute drive home, and I got on the road exhausted.
Tyler, that was one of my best arguments. I said, you showing up and not hanging around for very long is going to be more painful to them than if you just didn't show up at all.
Yeah.
It's true.
So, Jillian and I, Thanksgiving dinner at Long Street Casino, and I said, what? It's killing you, isn't it?
What's Thanksgiving dinner at the Long Street Casino like?
Yeah. It's stringy, wet.
Chupacabra?
turkey, but it was not. It wasn't bad.
Stringy wet.
Stringy wet. That sounds very bad.
And then green beans.
It would be funny if they took like turkey. If they took sliced deli turkey from the clearly from a grocery store. And they just molded it into a shape. Yeah,
that's what they do with tofurkey. Mm-hmm. Green beans in the gravy, not good at all though. Tasted like
was it a special?
Tasted like meat without flavor.
It was how probably many cigarette butts.
How many people were there?
There was like eight.
Oh,
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna be honest with you. Okay, flat. If we're being totally blunt about it,
how many of those were the workers?
That restaurant sucks. If we're being totally honest,
four.
I've never not had a good meal there though. And
I
those
know.
Steaks we
I had,
had
the steak. It
those steaks
really
we
good.
Had
first
were
night,
good.
Steak was great.
We were starving and we ate so much food that night.
Maybe that's why it was good.
Place is good. Yeah. You sit there at the bar. You smoke cigarettes like an adult, like a man.
Yep.
Like a free person. You have a shot of Mike. You know, but you have a shot of hot damn for $2. And a beer that's flat and gross.
Ugh.
They had a problem with the CO2. So both my beers were very
no,
flat.
No, really? Yeah. Should have just got a bottle.
So I switched over to a bottle and I had the Death Valley Ale. It's very good. All right.
God,
so,
I miss drinking.
She says...
I should go back now after what happened in my AA meeting.
You're not going to talk about that.
I want to so bad.
You can't.
So you could have said what happened to someone else's AA
A celebrity
meeting.
Came on the mic and... pretty much asked for his number, and Mike had no idea who this person was, and they're a big celebrity. But he can't talk about it because it's AA. And he said, no, I'm not. Mike says, no, I'm not giving you my number. And the guy was like incredulous, like, what's wrong with you? Why wouldn't you?
Harrison Ford?
We're not doing that.
It was a good one. And then I mentioned to someone else, and they're like, oh, that's so-and-so. And I went, yeah, I should have known that, obviously. And
you know what? This is terrible for our poor listeners.
I was just rude. I went, yeah, I don't really give my number out. And he was shocked. Like, what? You know, it wasn't like a coming on to me thing. It was a, hey, let me get your phone number.
Let me tell the listeners, though, that the majority of you would not have heard of this person because you're too young.
Yeah, but if you're not too young...
You've heard of Sting.
I can't believe you just said that.
It wasn't Sting.
No, I know, but...
Were you going to say Sting?
No, but I was trying to find a way to tell the story. I'm not going to air it, but I recorded a segment, and all right. I said, I'm just going to say it was like Sting, because it was like that.
Same era.
That's weird that you would say the same person as I came up with.
And like, they're totally not connected, other than they both have videos on MTV at the same time.
I bet they're connected.
So I said, Jillian starts guessing, and she said, is it something that I asked for that I want before I die? It's like a bucket list thing. And I said, it might be. And then she just looks at me when her eyes got wide, and she goes, otters?
Oh,
it was so great. Yeah, it was pretty great.
Oh, my God. So
did you try to play it cool? Were you like, no.
Yeah, I was trying not to, like, you know, I could have gotten emotional, but I fought it off. Started yelling for the waitress to bring me another beer.
Or soggy chicken.
Wow, that's a good one. That's a great. You know what? That's the most meaningful thing for girls is when you remember something and then you come
through.
Well,
the otters. What else is cool is when we first started dating, when she turned 21, she invited me to Vegas for her 21st birthday, which I respectfully declined. I didn't want to go hang out with a 21-year-old when I was, like, you know, 28. And
but you fucked her before she split, right?
Oh, yeah, we banged. And I gave her her gift that year because I was trying to be like standoffish. I didn't think it was she was my little sister's friend. I didn't think that it was going to last, and I was trying to be cool guy. So for her birthday, we've been dating for like 5-6 months. I gave her a little porcelain otter, and I found out years later, just a couple years ago, that her whole family still makes fun of me for giving her such a shitty, meaningless gift. And I'm like, well, she likes otters. But that's all you gave her, her 21st birthday? That's all you gave her? So 10 years later, I give her a real otter to hold.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
No, that's a great gift. I got to go there.
So we go to Roos and More. It's only open like once or twice a month. It's in Nevada. It's an hour north of Las Vegas. If you're in Vegas, it's definitely worth a trip if they're open. Or they do private tours for 1 to 25 people for $250. So like Mike and I could go there for $250 for 2-3 hours, and you can see whatever animals you want. I had a little monkey, guys, on my lap. It was a monkey, right? And, you know, people are taking turns to sit and play with it.
Yeah.
And it's on Jillian's head. I'm getting all these pictures, and it's got a lollipop, and it drops it down her shirt and immediately starts reaching down. It's a little monkey. It's one of those little guys with a long tail. And he's the kind that you see, like, riding a dog. Dogs, yeah.
Yeah.
He's that
those
kind
are
of
the
monkey.
good ones.
So, you know, there's little kids there, and I'm like, I don't need to. I pet the monkey. I touch the monkey. I'm
well, it
good.
Shows it throws its shit at you point blank.
And Jillian's like, no, sit down. Play with the monkey. So I'm like, all right, I'll sit on the bench. And the monkey jumps on my chest. And if it was a chick, we would have banged. It was immediate chemistry. Like, the thing immediately took to me. Like, it was all hyperactive with everyone else. And as soon as it saw me, it just all
melted. What do you mean if it
out.
Was a chick?
It's Well,
it's easier to fuck a monkey.
It was like one of those things. It was like love at first sight. And he just started sucking his thumb. And then he went, like, the lady, the handler says, oh, yeah, he really likes hairy chest, too. She pulls up my shirt, and the monkey's now in my shirt. He's in my shirt.
$250.
He's grabbing my hair.
I love the zookeeper pulls up your shirt.
I know, in front of everybody.
That's never happened at his regular zoo.
It was kind of strange.
Hey, you, buddy, in the sunglasses, lift up your shirt.
So they have a bunch of reptiles, which bore me. They have camels, which I had always heard were dicks, but mm-hmm. camels are the nicest fucking things there. And
nice,
I will never look
as
at
nice as the monkey, it seems.
No, the camel is really, really nice. And then they had kangaroos.
The camel like your chest?
No, but I got some great pictures with the camel.
How did Jillian awesome. Feel about the zookeeper pulling up your shirt so a monkey can play with your hairy chest?
Turned out that it was the
I didn't know you had a hairy chest, by the way, either.
It's not real hairy.
The monkey's going to fucking love me.
She says, oh, he really likes armpits. I'm like, he's not doing that.
Yeah.
No, I drew a line.
You're like, really he can touch. Armpits. He can check out the pubes, but just look, don't touch. That monkey rips off your genitals.
There's one guy in the crowd, because there was literally like 20 Screeches. People standing around watching this monkey essentially breastfeed.
Yeah. On you?
Pretty much.
I don't like having my nipples touched.
He wasn't that. His arms weren't long enough. But he was kind of getting close to the nips, and I actually made the joke, and everyone laughed. Like, I think he's breastfeeding. And everyone's like, ah. But this one guy was very jealous. Of the bond that we had, right? Because that guy had already sat with the monkey, and the monkey was just being a monkey, which was jumping around his head.
That guy's a monkey fucker.
And he was very jealous. And he was like, and the guy says, this is what he says. He goes, he thinks you're a monkey. You look like a monkey. I'm like, you're jealous.
You're like, fuck you, monkey.
Of the monkey love.
And all of a sudden, it turns into a... You know what? I got to go, man. I think the kangaroos were the cutest thing that I saw in those videos.
Kangaroos are really, really cool. And then they have the fake capybaras, which are like the biggest rodents in the world, and they're super cool.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
No, they're really cool. You're going to like them.
I'll take it.
But
little kangaroo, little marsupial over a biggest rodent any day.
We said two of everything, which was entrance, kangaroo experience, and the otter experience. $33 a person, and they're open for 4 hours.
I'm in.
They need to charge way more because
Anytime
it's such a great place.
You guys want to go out there, I'm in. I'll do the $250 if a bunch of people want to go. I'm in.
You know what the saddest thing I thought of? Because they were saying, you know, we've had plenty of groups of 25 come here for the $250. And we've had people, we've had just a couple, two people came and they paid $250 for a private tour. What about the poor guy that goes like by himself? $250. He's like, I like
to see the animals. I know one thing, you got to keep an eye on that dude. He's up to something.
That's just sad. Like, he has no friends and he just wants to see the animals.
And they're doing a count when after that guy's driving out of the driveway. Two monkeys, two canes. Whoa, 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 one otter.
So
he's like, ha, ha, ha.
The otter thing was fantastic. I wasn't a huge fan of the otter people. I don't want to get into it because I don't want to talk bad about the place at all. But you know those people that are like grown adults, but they still think that they're like doing dances for their grandma?
Their lips are all blue.
What?
Those
they're
people
eating
that,
otter
like,
pots. Otter pots.
Like they get all manicky as soon as there's other people around paying any attention to them. There's usually four otters. One of the otters was a dick, so they had him in otter jail. So there's only three otters.
They got
right?
that like Silence of the Lambs mask on him.
Apparently they have like a timeout for the otters and they put them by themselves for 24 hours if they're bad. Okay.
What constitutes bad? Oh, this one bit off someone's
otters,
nuts.
Biting other otters. They have bit.
This one bit out a kid's eye or in the earlier tour, so he's on 24-hour lockdown.
I'd like to be clear, too, that I don't like zoos. I don't like the idea of zoos. However, reading The Life of Pi made me think about them a little bit different.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't like
animals.
You got
to lock that
caged.
Shit up.
But these animals, a lot of them were rescued from other places. And, you know, PETA can suck it. Because they go a little too far. They'd
also.
Rather have animals be killed than be in zoos. They euthanize a lot of animals to keep them out of harm's way. You can settle down, PETA. These animals all seem very happy and very well taken care of. But this.
So you didn't like the fans of the otters or the otter guards?
The otter guards. There's this one girl, and she was, I guess she's there, like, she's a volunteer, and she's there. I don't know if she's a volunteer, but she's there 7 days a week. And
it's a lot of fucking volunteering.
There's like 15 of us that are allowed in the tour, right, to hang out with the otters for literally 20 minutes. We had a 10-minute like safety lecture that we had to get. Because the otters, their teeth are crazy. They're built to like crush through mollusks.
I'm out. I'm not going.
Otters are great.
Oh, I don't want some fucking goddamn pit bull, greasy, wet pit bull thing ready to bite through me like I'm a mollusk.
No, it's great. Mollusk.
What?
Mollusk.
Mollusk.
So there's three. We're down to three otters. There's one otter in jail.
M-O-L-U-S-K, right?
So 15 of us go in, and we get the lecture, and we're told to sit down in one place, pick a place when we get in there, and then they'll release the otters. And they actually brought us in two separate groups because having too many people go in at once would scare the otters. And then the otters just kind of go wherever they want to go.
Did they separate you by race?
Yes. Now, one of the otters, his name was Snorkel, and this other otter named Loda.
Because he goes up your butt? Sorry, I'm just throwing out stupid things.
Was
here.
Always fighting with Snorkel. So Snorkel ended up going over to her, to the otter wrangler. She puts Snorkel in her shirt and is standing up holding the otter and making jokes like, I've just put on a lot of weight. It's a tumor. It's like, all right, honey, why don't you put the snorkel otter back down? Because there's like 20 people in here now, only two otters. And
yeah.
And then she's saying things like this, like, this is my everyday. Yeah, it's not ours. We rarely get to see the otters.
We paid.
And so she, for most of the time, she's wandering around with his otter.
I don't like her. What's her name?
I'm not going to say.
It's got to be some hippie name.
I think it was Jane.
Well, that's not a very hippie name.
She's one of these people. I know them so well. There's tons of them at my camp. She means well. She doesn't, you know, but as soon as there's like people watching her, she just gets manicky and she just gets all excited and doesn't. She can't. What's
for her? Right? She's suddenly
have no like self like insight. Self-awareness.
She's in show business all of a sudden.
Self-awareness.
Once a tour group shows up.
Self-awareness
shows on
eluding her. Mm-hmm.
So, I want to go though. I want to go.
I know you do. Except you don't want to do the otters now.
You're afraid of them. If I can get some gloves.
You don't need gloves.
Like some chain mail.
You'll be fine. Just don't go in there with sunflower seeds. The guy told us a story about how a kid went in there and he had sunflower seeds in his cargo pants and the otter wanted it bad.
Oh, no.
And there was a lot of blood, apparently, by the time it was all said and done. Yeah.
Did you have to sign anything?
Yeah, we signed one little thing on the way in. So we're leaving, right?
You get this way to underplay it. Ah, one little thing. No big.
And the lady that had to sign it, she's like, we didn't, this is new. They're making us do this to make it more official. It's, you could tell you're in Nevada because that's kind of like anything goes. So it's like,
yeah.
You want to hold the sloth?
You want to gamble on these otters? Go ahead.
I didn't get to hold the sloth, but I pet the sloth. And there was like little toddlers like wandering around the sloth. And the lady's like, don't pet its head because it'll bite you. The toddlers couldn't even speak English yet. You know what I mean? They had a lynx, like some kind of big cat out at one point. And it started hissing because she's like, it doesn't like its harness. And it's inside. And there's a toddler like wandering towards it. And the thing's hissing with these giant fangs. It's like just a matter of time.
Absolutely.
You're half going to step in, half going to watch a kid get mauled.
We got to get back out there before they close that place down.
I was buying. So
I'm going to bring sunflower seeds just for kicks.
We're leaving, right? And
one of them is actually named Kix. It's cute.
There's probably, I'd guess, like 400
it's
people.
K-I-X.
For about 400 people there. And if you want to get in the otter thing, probably about 400 throughout the day. It's open 10 hours. There was a giant, we got there right when they opened, and there was a giant line.
400 people?
Throughout the day.
I thought you said there was like 25.
That was in the otter. The otter.
Jeez, that's a lot more than I thought. I thought it was empty.
So we're.
I'm out.
We're getting set to. No, that's. Michael.
400 is too many. That's like a concert.
You were at Disneyland today.
Yeah,
you were there.
Got a good point.
So I'm going to shut up real quick. I just got to get this part done, all right? I got to repent. So we're leaving. We're finally leaving. And this older woman, who she's the one who actually sold us our tickets when we were walking through, she said, did you have a good time? We said, yeah. And she asked where we were from. Really super friendly. We said we came from L.A. And she was, oh, my God, that's so great. And then she told – I'm not going to disclose it here, but she told us something very personal about the place. And somebody – she is the mother of the lady who owns the place. And the lady and – her husband are both vets, and they got this place, and they've been rehabilitating animals and keeping animals out there and educating people about wildlife and animals and stuff for years. And it's like a work badge. It's a nonprofit, and they still lose money on it. They should be charging more at the door for starters.
What's that movie, We Bought a Zoo, or Honey, We Bought a Zoo, or what was that movie?
We Bought a Zoo. I never saw it.
It's good.
Yeah? It looked cheesy.
Doesn't matter. Scarlett Johansson's really good.
Mm-hmm.
She should win an Academy Award for being hot.
So she discloses something, and she starts to cry a little bit. And I put my hand on her shoulder, and it was a little bit awkward because I don't know this woman, but, you know, she's...
Did you put her on your hairy chest?
I put her hand on your chest, and
I just immediately lifted up my shirt and said, here, the monkey liked it.
Her little old lady head pops out the top, and Jillian's like,
I really like the pits. Yeah.
So then she regains her composure, but I'm already a little bit loosened up, right?
The pheromones are generated.
What's that? The pheromones?
In the pits. I wonder how many times those otters try to hump someone's leg.
Nope, doesn't happen. They just squirm around. God, they're great.
You caught yourself. You didn't say fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So she's regained her composure, and she's moving on to like the great things that the zoo does and things that she's seen recently. And she said, I don't know if I can tell the story without, I think I'm okay. She said that there was a kid, a local kid who was blind, and his for whatever reason, he was obsessed with camels. He always wanted to see a camel. And she said that his dad brought him to the zoo. They set it up so he can come on a day off.
They put two papier-mâché humps on a dog.
And they put him in front of the camel that I spent a lot of time with, because he was a really sweet camel, because I always heard that they were terrible, like spit at you and try and bite you. This camel was so docile, and the little blind kid, he was like a 12-year-old kid, started petting the camel's face, and the camel just sat there and took it as he was essentially mauling his face. And the kid immediately started crying, saying, I can see a camel, I feel like I can actually see a camel for the first time.
Then they put his hands on the camel's nuts.
As she was telling me this, I like lost it, and I just started like, not openly, but I was like crying a lot. And I'm like, all right, gotta go buy it. And I walked, and Jillian didn't know that I was crying until we were like halfway through the parking lot. And then she started making fun of me. And she continues to do so. She'll just say, out of the blue, she'll say, I can see the camel. Bitch. But it was one
Jillian
of the-
and my imaginary girlfriend would get along well and make fun of both of us. Is that a bat?
That's an otter making a sound. That you know that they're
pleasant.
Happy. You know that they're happy when they make that sound. That's a good sound. So there we go. Otters. Ruse and More in Nevada. I highly recommend if you're ever in the area. And most of you are because it's right by Vegas.
Punch
like
in the
away.
Discount code after disaster.
And then also, I know it feels like an ad, right? That valley.
I like it.
That Valley of Fire, which is right
there. If a group of people want to go out there.
Valley,
I'm
we'll
in.
Set it up.
I promise. I'm in.
Have you heard
I
of the Valley of, Valley of Fire State Park? Tyler?
Heard of it. I haven't been there.
It's by Lake Mead. It's fucking... It's better than most of the national parks I've been to. It's unbelievable. And I was talking to the guy at the hotel where I stayed at the Desert Inn Hotel, North Shore. Oh, such a good place. And he's like, yeah, we don't want it to be a national park. We don't even want a lot of people to know about it because it's great. It's an awesome place. And we don't want to overrun. Anyways.
Then he hits you in the head to try to erase your memory.
Highly recommend.
Did he like wink as like a person of a different ethnicity walk by?
Yeah, he was a hardcore
like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then
we
it
don't,
leans
want,
in,
we
he's
don't
like,
want them knowing.
You tell anyone about this place, your family's fucking dead. I'm like, okay.
So I'm done.
Yeah, you're toast.
That's a good story. That's a great story. I like it.
And I got a great picture of Jillian with an otter. And
yeah, that is a good picture. I like it.
I got lucky because it was a GoPro, and I started taking pictures because I was blinded by the sun when I was back there.
Did you think about tying a string to that GoPro and dropping it down an otter's throat, getting a few pictures?
Never thought
video?
Of that. Did not think of taking pictures.
It okay.
It's not that small, and they're not that big.
Plus, there's no flash.
They should put one on an otter's head and get like an otter point of view.
I think they've done that.
You guys,
sure, somewhere.
Of you guys coming in.
I would watch that all day if there was an otter with a camera mounted to his head.
They're like, ah, fuck, another show.
Me and Lauren, when we were at the National Zoo in D.C., they have like 20 otters. It's like mom and dad and then like 16 like little kids. And we sat there for like 40 minutes just watching these damn otters play.
Did you get to touch them?
No.
I heard you can spend $200 and swim with them somewhere in San Diego.
What?
Yeah.
But is this like someone's
you
pool?
Can spend $40 and go into SeaWorld and then just jump into the otter exhibit. Saved you $160 right there.
You do it with Telecom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blackfish.
I don't want to swim with an otter. They seem gross.
All right, dude, what? You're out. You don't want. I don't want you to come to this.
I don't
want to
swim with any animal.
Why are otters gross?
Maybe kitten. I'll swim with
they
the kitten.
They spin underwater and play with pebbles. Kitten. It's amazing.
I want to swim with like 40 puppies.
So there's 13 That's different it. Kinds of otters. Oh, my God, otter talk. 13 different kinds. And these were not the sea otters. These were Asian, Chinese otters. So yeah. They spoke Chinese.
Hmm.
God, they're cute. They're the cutest little things ever.
You're so cute.
All right, that's racist.
I think... I want to go out there now, like ASAP. You know what? It's probably too cold.
It is. I was actually, you know what? Here's what a pussy I am. What a pab I am. I have, you know, my iPhone app, the weather app. I got all these different places, I'm going to, like Death Valley's in there. And I was looking in Moapa Valley, which is where this place is. It's at this weekend, it's going to be 27 degrees and maybe snowing. And I'm like, I hope the animals are cool.
You know what? Okay. That's funny because I have Death Valley in my weather app as well. And sometimes I look at it in the wintertime and it's always in the 20s. And I'm like, geez, Louise.
It's supposed to snow there this weekend.
There's yeah. a glimpse into Mike Carano's life.
I was out there when it was freezing.
Saturday, it's going to be 27 degrees.
That's geez, Louise.
That's way too cold.
It's a lot of shenanigans.
Geez, summer can't come fast enough.
Jillian and I pretty much did our exact trip without the rain. Like I retraced our tracks, what you and I did. We went back up to that mining thing. Where I did the plow sons.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. It was a good time.
Did you...
Good time.
What car did you drive?
Hers. She was not pleased as I took that dirt road fast.
Yeah.
You took the Yaris?
Took the Yaris!
Did you take her by that strip club?
We went to the brothel, which she got very mad at me about when I went with you.
Why would you do that again?
Because it's the only place to get gas in Death Valley. God, it's cheap, too. It's like $3.20 a gallon at the brothel.
And they throw in an HJ.
Was there a crowd?
No, there's not a crowd, but I did see like a very white trash family with their little kids. Thanksgiving Day, I was there at the brothel, and they were like with their little kids wandering around the brothel. I'm like, what kind of a way is that to spend Thanksgiving?
You guys sell the stringy turkey?
Oh, by the way, Death Valley, summertime, packed with Germans.
Mm-hmm.
Wintertime, packed with Asians. Asians galore.
That's weird.
Oh, and we had these horrible Asian people staying right next door to us at the Long Street Casino. It's 9:30 at night. She comes, she knocks on the door, and she goes, could you turn off the TV? It's loud. Not turn it down. She has to turn it off. And it wasn't even loud. Like, it was on background.
Did you ask to get another room?
No?
And these are people that made the most fucking noise when they checked in at like 4. No, I turned it down 4. I didn't turn it off. But 5:30 in the morning, they're up and they're making tons of noise and some kind of food in their room.
Right? Rice. Probably rice.
No, it smelled terrible.
Fish.
5:30 a.m., they started making the noise. And then our dog started barking.
You know what?
Hated these people. So I'm checking out, right? And I was bitching about them and to the lady at the front. And she goes, I shouldn't be telling you this, but they actually asked for a refund and checked out a night early because they said they were allergic to the carpet. They're some of the worst people I've ever dealt with since I've been working here. I've been working here for years. I'm like, you put them right next to me.
You know,
right next to
it
me.
Makes me itchy that people are like that.
Right now, I'm so bummed out that it's wintertime. And I know it's not technically winter, but I want to go back to Death Valley. I want to go back.
It's not until the 21st there, Tai Tai.
But I want to go back to Death Valley so bad right now, and I want to go in the heat, and I don't want to go in the cold.
It wasn't nearly as good as the last
time. No, I want to go when it's over 100. I want, like when we were there.
We went to the crater, and the crater was cool, but it wasn't like holy shit, because like when you and I were there, it was like, it was magical.
It was great.
Lightning.
It was warm.
The sun, and it was warm. And
could eat mollusks.
We stood on the roof of the car, held hands.
Lightning. There was something about that time we were out there that was magical because it was warm, it was humid from the rain, and there was lightning off in the distance. And so danger was looming.
Hey, you know what a wallaby is?
Yeah, it's a baby kangaroo.
Pretty much. Looks like it's a small kangaroo. I mean, it looks like
Rocco
a kangaroo.
Is. Rocco's Modern Life.
Who's Rocco? Who's Rocco?
Rocco's Modern Life.
You know who is that character, I think? Carlos Alzraki.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why am I in the dark? Wait, what's going on?
It was a great Nickelodeon show. It's a cartoon from the 90s.
How do you know about that, Michael?
Because I know Carlos did the voice.
Uh-huh.
I had a very weird thing happen with him.
Who's Carlos?
He's a comic. He was on Reno 911.
What's his last name?
It's been Alice on
Rocky. I was having a panic attack years ago.
He has been on
I drove. I'll make this really fast. I drove 2 hours away. I was on a little dirt road, or a little two-way road in Paris, California, in the middle of fucking nowhere.
It's Paris.
I came to a four-way stop. No cars for 5 miles. Another car pulled up at the exact same time as me. We both stopped. I looked over, and I went, hey, what's up? It was Carlos. We got out and talked at that intersection for like 10 minutes. He was going skydiving.
That is very odd.
It was so weird.
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
Was he across from you or next to you?
It was basically like like how that stereotypical scene would be like in Nebraska where two roads like travel for miles and miles mm-hmm. with nothing. It's over the hill from Lake Elsinore in Paris.
Did you pull up across from each other or side by
side? We were going different, like 45 degrees.
How did you? I don't understand.
We both stopped at the same time and looked over and then just got out and went like, hey, what's up?
That's really odd.
Religious people would take that and run with it. You guys would like go on a mission together, right?
Trade in your cars for bikes.
Have you guys ever heard of the ghost bike? When a kid gets killed, and they always have like a white, all-white bike at the like the scene where he got killed.
Oh,
like
yeah.
They leave it there.
I've seen those.
I never heard of that until recently.
What it's weird.
That? It is odd. I don't like it.
And like, it's awkward too because like at some point someone has to come by and take it away.
I know. What are they doing?
The
do they rent it out?
You're the asshole that...
To the next group.
Sell to...
Hey, we should sell one of those on eBay.
A ghost bike?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I have plenty of more that I want to talk about, but we got Stockings way to get to, so I feel like we got to wrap this baby up. Plus, Mike's on his phone. What are you doing on your phone?
I just got a text.
What are you? Well, you know, you turn the phone off and upside down. Hey, this week on the Film Vault, top 5 acting debuts by male performers. Got some good ones. Got some good ones.
Is
Nope. What's wrong with the energy? Come on, guys. Where's the energy? People are enjoying the Thursday. They're almost a Friday.
I don't know. Did something bad happen that we're not aware of because we're not online? Because I just got a text from somebody asking me if I'm okay.
Maybe they're listening to the show.
What was that noise right there?
I don't know. Fucking new phone, new fucking noises.
I think we're okay. I think everything's fine. Tyler, is everything okay? I think that's.
I just got a 3! text from Lauren.
Yeah? Saying what?
Has nothing to do with anything bad.
Okay, can we wrap this up?
All right, everybody.
I wanted to talk about the electric chair.
Let's talk about it.
No, we got to go.
We got like a minute.
Do you know that Edison invented the electric chair? I didn't know
that.
Doesn't
surprise me.
He didn't steal it from Tesla?
No, probably he actually did Tesla. It because of Tesla, though, because he was trying to say that Tesla's kind of like, you know, that drunk history. That, one of the best drunk kissers ever with Edison, Tesla. Yeah. He invented it to show just how evil alternating current is and how it can kill people, and it led to the invention of the electric chair. So he'd be like, see, it's bad.
The electric chair seems like the natural progression. If you invented electricity, you go like, let me try this out on something living and see what happens.
Well, yeah, he was doing that. He was traveling around the country, like electrocuting like elephants and
Jesus
horses.
Christ.
He was. There's horrible video footage of it.
I know. He did an elephant.
It's one of the most gut-wrenching videos you'll ever see if you like animals at all. It's awful.
Yeah.
I'm such an animal person, but like the same way
with, Edison
like,
was such a douche.
With religion, like other animal people give me the creeps, so I don't want to like associate myself with being an animal person. You know what I mean? But I'm an animal person. And I hate
Did
it.
You see that study that came out, or was they were talking about today? That 70% of people in China don't know that ivory is an elephant's tusk.
What do they think it is?
They think it's their teeth, so they don't realize that if you
well, technically it is.
No.
Yes.
They don't realize the that they have to tooth. Die to get the tusks.
You know, you can just scrape a little off.
You know, you could electrocute.
I blame the elephants.
You could electrocute every one of those otters if you threw a toaster in their little pond.
Why would you even think that? Why would you want to do that?
I'm just saying, if Edison was alive now, he'd probably try to do that.
I'd just like to say that I've refrained from any otter jokes. Like, why I otter.
You should.
True story. I got Jillian a shirt, a custom-made shirt, which I spent $50 on because I had to send it away to
with puffy
England.
Paint? Charged for 40?
It had, like, otters.
Did you buy it from?
It had otters in a band. And I got to like write whatever I wanted, and I don't know why I wrote it, but I wrote, I'll rock you otter your socks.
Oh, man.
That doesn't even seem like my style, and I gave it to her for Christmas like 10 years ago, she never once put it on.
Uh-huh.
Big shock.
Ever. And I'm like, honey, why don't you ever wear that shirt? She's like, it's embarrassing.
At least she's honest.
Yeah, but at least wear it around me. Wear it to sleep. I'll rock you otter your socks.
All right, good night, everybody. Let's go paint some stockings.
Yeah, and buy more. Oh, and also, I think I'm putting up Lauren's fart barf painting for auction on eBay.
Why?
Oh, good.
Why don't you keep it?
She doesn't want it, and so I don't know where to put it.
I'll buy.
Hey,
all right, you
can
bid.
There's a new restaurant opening in front of the Improv, and I've walked in while they were hiring a couple of times. Uh-huh. And
they're
staffing an entire restaurant. Yeah, and
do you guys need a photographer?
The new sous chef was there, and he was talking to our booker. I swear to God, this happened. Mm-hmm. And he goes, because he's been booking bands there with the comedy acts, like some funky bands and
stuff
like that.
So he's been booking.
And he goes, you
got
to book this band, man, this band called Fart Burr. Swear to God, like unsolicited.
Did you talk to him at all?
No, I fucking ran out.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, I'm out of here. I brought it up to the
booker.
How
have they not gotten bigger since we found out about them? How is that possible?
I don't know, but they did a free show on Saturday in Van Nuys, outside, in a parking lot somewhere, and I didn't go.
Yeah. How is it you think that us talking about them would make such a big difference?
No, I'm not saying us. I'm just saying that we found out about them like 3 years ago, and so many people are into them, and everyone we tell about them has the same reaction that we did. Hey, speaking of things that are good, that not many people know about, Impractical Jokers.
Candy canes?
Have you guys taken a chance?
I watched, me and Lauren watched a bunch that night, and the one where the guy is in the dentist chair upside down was one of the hardest things I've
laughed
at.
Jokers, underrated in the sense that no one knows what that show is, and it's a good one. Jillian found it. She's a mastress of TV. She watches lots of it, and she finds good shit. Yeah, Masters.
Hey, I got to fucking go get a candy cane from Disneyland.
No, you don't.
What the hell am I doing?
You still have one from last year.
Yeah.
Impractical Jokers. Search it out.
Ooh, Mike, you should put last year's candy cane in one of the stockings.
You know what? I will.
So everyone, buy a stocking. You might get a candy cane.
I'll bring it back tonight.
And tell Anderson what name you want on your damn stocking.
No, put the stocking, break the stocking, and break the thing into a few different pieces.
And just put the sticky bits in all of them?
Ooh, and we can all eat a piece at the same time.
So that people have ants crawling all over
the
fireplace?
All right, well, these ones,
Christmas at midnight.
I'm sending these ones out tomorrow night. So the cane's not going in one of these.
You can't send out things at night.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the actual post office down the street with Stanley, and we're going to do it all when the place is empty because it's closed, but it's open.
Why don't you just order the boxes and have them drop them off your house?
I don't like to deal with like ordering stuff.
It's free. You just put in how many boxes you want at your address, and they'll just drop off like 30 boxes.
I don't like the idea of people dropping things off at my house.
What?
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, I don't like it.
The mailman literally does that every day.
I don't like it.
Use the retarded girl's address.
Gotta see her a lot.
Use her address and then ask her to bring him over.
Her dad waved at me the other day. He drops her off.
I don't like that at all.
And I got it set up so that I'm smoking again, and we can only smoke in the front porch when it's raining, so I'm out there often. She Every time I go out,
I like
there,
the way you said it, like it's official. I got it set up. Hey, you guys, I got it set up right now, so I'm drinking what? Again.
I put a chair out front. Jillian hates it. She's like, you know how fucking white trash this is.
You know what
like,
you need?
Awesome.
You need one of those. You
I
need
got a
one
screen
of those,
door. I'm watching
oh, yeah,
the neighborhood.
The couch looks shitty on it no. until you sit on it and you're like, fuck
yeah.
it.
No, you need one of those rocking.
It's not a couch, it's a chair.
You need
put
one of those chairs from like the 70s that's made out of vinyl that rocks, mm-hmm. that hangs. Like it's the A-frame. And it's got the couch in there yeah. that rocks, and old people sit on it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I do need that.
That would be
it's like
best.
Made of like tin.
I gotta yes. move to a shittier yes. neighborhood though. My neighborhood's not quite.
I bet Walmart
enough.
Sells those things.
Be really creepy. And just get one of those like those little horses and just attach that to the roof, just like a swingy horse.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have a kids? Nope.
No.
Or get a pole and always
kids
be pole,
like
da-
this
always
thing
be pole dancing
yeah,
out there.
Always be pole dancing while you're smoking on the porch
while making eye contact with my neighbor girl. Yeah,
put
she
a barber's
likes
the chair
hairy
out there.
Chest.
Barber's chair would be cool.
She came by twice on Halloween. She was the first one, and then she left, and then somebody else came, and then door knock again, and it was her. She was two out of the three. My first three people.
Maybe she was coming back as her doppelganger.
That'll do.
It's a good right. costume.
All right, Impractical Jokers. One of the things is they're on a boardwalk and they're just having them go up to random dudes and telling them what to say. And one of the things was they had them go up to a black guy and say, "Hey, you're swimming out there today. I heard there's a lot of sharks today. Yeah, apparently they're targeting the blacks." And he wanted to say it. He refused to say it, so he lost the challenge.
Good.
He's like, I'm not saying that.
All right, let's go out and see these freezing otters.
What? That's literally not what we're doing right
let's
now.
Let's go do stockings.
I hope they're still alive by the summertime.
God One of the you. Stockings will have an otter in it.
It's not true.
Snorkel.
Hey, and if you know anyone over there at that zoo, don't let the girl know that shit was talked about her on this show.
Yeah.
But she was frustrating.
Yeah, and we're going back.
She was difficult, and I don't want her to. Somebody should pull her aside, though, because the other guy that was like working with her.
Just don't let her know, but pull her aside.
You could tell like he was like embarrassed by her behavior too, and he's like, "The people that own this place still lose money, so your $15 extra to see the otters really helps, whether you're seeing otters or not."
Ugh. Oh, and you know, if you're doing some Christmas shopping, don't forget to click on through the After Disaster Amazon link there.
I'll rock your otter socks. Oh, speaking of which, yeah, and if you're Canadian, go on over to the Film Box. We have a Canadian banner up as well.
Wow. If you're Canadian, how do you even get this podcast? Aren't the electrical lines frozen? Canada and snow jokes.